welcome to the Soul Train segment, folks. This is Ed Furtick. As usual, we're going to have a great guest today. We have guests on this show that are here to help you develop a fit lifestyle. And today we have a chiropractor by the name of Karen Dorneman, D-O-R-N-E-M-A-N-N. Her practice is at 64 Green Street in Hudson. So we're going to get right into the interview today. And good morning.
Good morning, Ed. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, thanks for coming here. And you are the first chiropractor on our show.
I think that's great. Thanks again.
On our segment, excuse me. So let's jump right into the first question, and let's assume the listener doesn't know anything about chiropractic. So what is chiropractic and how can it improve a person's health?
Well, chiropractic is a healthcare profession that focuses primarily on disorders of what we call the neuromusculoskeletal system and the effects of how those disorders affect our general health. So primarily, what chiropractors are concerned with is your body, your spinal column, your muscles of the spine, and of course, the muscles of the extremities, your arms and legs, and also how the nervous system is impacted by the function of your spine. What's really different about chiropractic is that it's rather mainstream at this point, but it is also considered to be a complementary or alternative method of healing. And chiropractic has been used for many centuries, actually, starting back many centuries ago with bone setters. So manipulation has been part of how people have managed to stay healthy for a very long period of time.
That sounds a little more gruesome than chiropractic.
Yeah, well,
do you need a bone setter?
Chiropractic, the word actually came from two Greek words, one meaning hand and the other meaning done by. So it was kind of an invention that was more in our current time frame in terms of how the profession was named. But doctors of chiropractic have been part of the healthcare team for a very long time, over 100 years. And these days, we're working very closely with patients and also with their other types of doctors, with their medical doctors and with physical therapists and with spine specialists.
Sort of like a gateway practitioner that can steer a patient to other healthcare practitioners if you notice something that might require.
Yeah, actually, it's good that you bring that up because chiropractors are really taking the place of something called a primary spine practitioner these days. And in my practice, I do an awful lot of evaluation and management of conditions. When people have problems with back pain or neck pain, or they may have pain that's radiating into a leg, or they may have a muscle spasm or a sprain or a strain, or perhaps were injured in a work-related accident or a car accident. Many times they come to my office first because it's a place that they know that they can be evaluated and treated, and then if needed, referred out to an appropriate provider outside of my office for additional either imaging studies or evaluation or treatment.
Yeah, and very often when you go and speak to your medical doctor, they only spend a few minutes with you one-on-one before you're sent off to the x-ray technician or the nurse to have your blood taken, whatever. But with a chiropractor, I guess you could spend a little time chatting during the process. And
yeah, one of the hallmarks of my practice, and I know also with the other doctors of chiropractic that are local in this community, is our ability to spend time with patients. I think the satisfaction of our patients they're pretty satisfied with the kind of care they receive. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have to move quickly. We do try to be time efficient, but we do not hurry patients.
What is a subluxation? I've heard that term very often, and I'm not sure.
Subluxation is an interesting term, and what we're finding now is because it's so poorly understood is that we're really not using it very much in current terminology for chiropractic anymore. But what it does mean, it means primarily a misalignment of a spinal bone that could be causing stress or interference to the nerves that emanate from that area, and that those nerves that travel to whatever part of the body may also be evidence of some dysfunction there. So it's kind of a nebulous term, but when you are being evaluated by a chiropractor and the chiropractor can determine the areas in your spine that aren't functioning properly, and we do that by physical tests and also orthopedic and neurological tests, when we determine where that spot is, where your spine needs help, many times that's where we say, there's the subluxation.
Well, it sounds logical to me that as you go through your life and as you're getting older, there would come a point when something would move out of place and touch another thing, causing you a problem. I can understand why your nerves might come in contact with this other tissue that's out of place. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, yes, that does happen. And surprisingly, it happens in quite a small majority of people, a small number of people. Most of the time, when the spine's not working properly, in other words, let's say you go to bed one night and you wake up the next morning and you've got a crick in your neck, so to speak.
Right.
You haven't really misaligned your spine so much, but you have caused an irritation to the joints. And when there's an irritation to those joints, it feels like when you turn your head that way, it kind of hurts sharply in that spot. Mm-hmm. Well, your bone's not really completely out of place, but the joint's not working properly. So it's kind of the term of the pinched nerve is also somewhat a little bit more simplistic. It's a little more complicated than that. And there are certainly many different types of degrees of dysfunction that can be in the spine and that patients can appear with. So we need to be able to diagnose that, and which is what we do in the office. We'll do proper, diagnostic tests.
Now, do you deal with other parts of the body, like knees, for example?
In my practice, I do some work with extremities, knees and ankles and feet, wrists, hands, elbows, shoulders. I would say personally my preference is, I definitely have preferences when it comes to certain joints that I like better than others. Mm-hmm. But all of them we can certainly evaluate for injury and then treat if we need to and refer out when necessary. And we do that quite often.
I was actually stretching out my own knees not too long ago, and there was an enormous pop that came from one of them. So I don't know what that meant, but it felt good afterwards.
I bet it did.
But who knows? I might have to come and see you soon. But yeah, it was like just by chance that I did that, and I obviously needed it. So I think I gave myself an adjustment.
You might have. And a lot of people also have questions about the crack and the pop. They, they say, well, you go to the chiropractor, you're going to get your back cracked or your neck cracked. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is that what happens during an adjustment, when you have an actual chiropractic adjustment, is that when the manipulation occurs, and there's many different styles of manipulations, there's lots of different techniques. So the one that people talk about, the where you get the cracking noise, that's a pretty standard or diversified technique. And what's happening there is there's a little bit of gas inside the joint. Mm-hmm. And when the gas is escaping during the adjustment, it makes that little pop.
Sort of like cracking your knuckles.
It's exactly like that. And I call it a bone fart.
A bone fart. Well, Federal Communications Commission, I hope there's no problem with that.
I
don't think so. Now, are there people who are not candidates for chiropractic treatment?
Absolutely. There are certainly, they could be people that have, a metastatic cancer, or they've had recent trauma and we're concerned about a fracture, or they have some other type of systemic disease that would make them very fragile, or somebody that might have a severe osteoporosis, be at risk. Or sometimes there are people that are just physically not able to assume proper positioning on the table. Mm-hmm. But, we definitely go through the red flags during the diagnosis. We look for all these things before we determine if someone's able to have treatment.
Does body size make a difference as far as ability to treat?
Not really. I've treated everybody from the smallest little, you know, dancer type yoga person who's very flexible all the way up to large people.
So I guess you use leverage because you're not a very large person yourself.
No, leverage definitely comes into play. And we also have lots of tools and equipment that help us.
All right. Well, believe it or not, our time is almost up. You've been listening to Karen, K-A-R-Y-N, Dorneman, chiropractor of Hudson Chiropractic at 64 Green Street. Her phone number there is 518-828-2133, and she has a website at drkaryn, K-A-R-Y-N, dornemanblog.com. Thank you, Karen Dorneman, for being here on the Soul Train segment. And folks, thanks for listening. Hope you give us a listen next time as well. So take care now. Stay healthy.